Zog the Gemara again, Daf Kuftes, Omer Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Chizda, Revi'ah Shel Torah, the Revi'ah of the Torah is Etzbayim al Etzbayim, Beroim Etzbayim. Two Etzba by two Etzba, and the height is 2 Etzba 0.7, because it's Chatzi Etzba, which is 50%, Chomish Etzba, which is 20%, that's 70%, so it's 2 Etzbayim plus 70%, which is 2.7. Ketanya, like we learn in the Braisa, how do we know that it's 2 Etzbayim and 2 Etzbayim? And the height of 2.7, we learn it out from Mikveh. Ketanya, it says in the Braisa, Brochet B'mayim is called B'soroi. Shlo Yadov Choytze B'Soroi L'mayim, number one, it can be Chatzitza. B'mayim B'mei Mikveh, meaning it has to be Mei Mikveh, not Shuvin, Zok Rashbam. Others learn it coming Lafuke Zoichelin, because Shuvin is only P'sul Drabonon, according to Toysim Bob Basis Amchvov. But either way, B'mayim is telling me either Dafka, not Shuvim, or not Zoichelin. Es kol psoroi, mayim shkol gufa oyla behen. It has to be mayim that a person's whole guf is inside of it, and not that something is sticking out. Zog the Rashbam, midlogsi psoroi mashma kol gufa oyla behen, she'en anira ela kuloi mechusa behen. His whole body's inside. V'kamahein, and what's this amount, the minimal size of a mikveh? Zog the Morodav kuftesam at beis. Amo al amo beroim sholosh amas. One amo in length, one in width, beroim in the height of sholosh amas. V'shiur chachomim, shiur mei mikvah aboim so. And the chomim mishayer, that the shiur mei mikvah is aboim so. So it comes out that a mikvah we know is one amah by one amah, the minimal, and three amahs in height. And from here we derive that revius is etzbayim al etzbayim, beroim 2.7 etzboys. What's this cheshbon? So the Rashbam makes a cheshbon, and Rashi makes a cheshbon, the Rebbein Chananel makes two cheshbonis. The Rebbein Chananel's cheshbon, the second pshat, is a simple way of putting it together. He says as follows. An amah is 6 tvachim. A tefach is 4 etzboys, 4 egoidlim. So if an amah is 6 tvachim and a tefach is 4 etzboys, so an amah, in practical terms, in etzboys, will be 24 etzboys, 6 times 4. A mikveh that's an amah al amah, b'roim gimel, ends up being, in etzboys, 24 etzboys, by 24 etzboys, which is amal amma, and the height is 72 etzboys, because gimel amas, so 72, 3 times 24. So the volume of 24 etzboys by 24 etzboys times 72 etzboys is 41,472. That's how many etzboys are in a amal amma b'roim gimel amas, meaning in the shir mikveh. So that comes out a mikveh has 41,472 etzboys. Now we want to convert that into a mikveh of arboim so to see how many etzboys is taka the cheshbon of a revius, because we have to convert a saw into a lug, into a revius halug. So he says a very simple cheshbon. A saw we know is 6 kav. A mikveh is 40 saw, but what's one saw? One saw is 6 kav. A kav is 4 lug. A lug is 4 reviusin. So now we already know a revius halug, it klape a saw, is, if one saw is 6 kav, and a kav is 4 lug, and 4 revius in a lug, so 6 times 4 times 4. 6 times 4 is 24, times 4 is 96. So 96 is how many revius in you have in one saw. Now a mikveh is not one saw, a mikveh is 40 saw. So 40 times 96 is 3,840. So now if you want to calculate, very simple cheshbon, 41,472 etzbois are in a mikveh, and 3,840 revius in halug are in a mikveh. So if you want to do the math, so you divide 41,472 divided by 3,840 is 10.8. That's how many etzbois, if you calculate it into etzbois, is a revius, one revius, because we're saying there's 3,840 revius in the mikveh. And there's 41,472 etzbois in the mikveh. But we want to find out how many etzbois in one revius halug. So you take 41,472 divided by 3,840, which is the etzbois going into the lugin part. So it comes out exactly that number is 10.8. That's revius. Revius is 10.8. Why is revius 10.8? Because that's the calculation of 41,472 divided by 3,840. So that means the etzbois of 2 by 2 by on 2.7 in height is 10.8. That's what it is, 10.8 etzbois. 2 times 2 is 4, times 2.7 is 10.8. So we know revius is Shtei etzbois, al shtei etzbois, b'roim 2.7 etzbois, which is 10.8. That's how many etzbois are in a revius. Because we know there's 41,472 revius in the mikveh. We know there's 41,472 etzbois in the mikveh. There's 3,840 revius in the mikveh. So you want to know how many etzbois in one revius. So you take 41,472 divided by 3,840. it's 10.8, and that's exactly 2 by 2, Begoyim 2.7. That's a number of 10.8. Now, Tosis points out, Amal Amma, Begoyim Amma, even though a person with his begodim is an amen, and mikri you go without your begodim. So Tosis, yet you need that your zroyim, your arms are not tight against your body, so you need a little room. So that's why it's called an amma. Now begodim shalosh ames, Tosis, even though a person's height is 4 ames and 3 is without the head, like we see a kuchen in Bava Basra, but that's not shver, because when you go into the mikveh, the water goes above you. When you go into water, the water rises. As long as the mikveh walls are high and that it won't spill over, so mele all you need is gimel ames of water, and mele goes over your body, even if it's 4 ames. Zogt Tosfos on the first wide line, b'roim shalosh ames, umayi shakli gvoya mishalosh ames, dim loikein, because if not, kshi konis, when you enter, yipla amayim lamata v'yechsa shir, it'll lack from the shir. And then Tais finishes off with Targum the Megillah the Choshev Sholosh Ames the Chol Echad Ketuy Roish Hoyu. The Asara Bnei Haman, they count them at 3 Ames. L'chare a person is 4. Teretz says they were beheaded, so it's like a 3. Now the Etzim Din that the Gemara says Shiur Chachomim Shiur Me Mikva Aboim So. So the Rivosh learns that it's a deraisa dekadin Aboim So. That means even a midget needs Aboim So. We dash in the posik that way, so it's stated in the posik that way. However, the Levush learns that midaraisa be'etzim every person, as long as kol gufa is in the mikveh, it's good. The Rabbonin is a din of memso. It's an afkamini if it's a deraisa dekadin or the Rabbonin dekadin, meaning the aboim so. Zog de Gemara, this is what we got up to. The second line from the top, kuf tesamut beis. Omer Ravashi, Omer li ravin bachino, shulchan shel mikdosh, the shulchan in the beis hamikdosh, shel prokim have, it came apart, it was foldable. Why? The isakadai the chaduka have a mahadik. If it was one piece, so amse ba amse echem mit belay. After all, the shulchan was 1 amma in width and 2 ames by in length, and 1.5 ames the height. Amma rochvoy amasayim or koyv amma vechetzi koymosoy. So we're discussing right now in the rochvoy. If the mikveh, the minimal shear is a mikveh, is amal, amma b'roim, shalosh ames, how could 1 amma in width, let's say to put it in the width, forget about the legs right now and the height, the Gemara Tosfos can discuss that, but in the etzem width, how does amma go into an amma? You can't fit an amma into an amma, you need a little room. In fact, the Gemara said, must be it's perokim, must be it was not mahadik, it was foldable. That amma was broken, it was foldable, so to speak, into half a amma and a half a amma. So it's muchacha was shal perokim. Disakdai t'chaduka ave mahadik, amse ba'amse echem mit belay. Now the Gemara on that says right away, my kusha, what's shver? Dilma b'yam shalosh shloima have a matbele. There was a yam shalosh shloima, and the yam shalosh shloima was a kli that was gigantic, that had 150 mikvois, 6,000 saw, because if one mikveh is aborim saw, so 150 times 40 is 6,000 saw. So in that mikveh, they were toivel the shulchan, so there's no raya that was shaprokim. Dilma b'yam shalosh shloima have a matbele. The Tana Reb Chiya, yam shalosh shloima, machzik mei v'chamishim mikveh taira. It's like 150 mikvois in there. Now, the question is, first of all, Yamsha Shloima was in Bayis Rishon and not in Bayis Sheni. So the Meiri says it was also in Bayis Sheni. But the Tos Yonta brings the Shemi Ravya that it wasn't around in Bayis Sheni. So what is the Gemara saying over here? That they did it, that's only going to help in Bayis Rishon. So there was a Bar HaGoyle, he says, that over there they were Toivel Itzalk upon him. It's not a ride that it was Shoprokim, because at the end of the day there was a Bar HaGoyle. Now, in the Etzim Din of Amse Ba'amse Hechi Yosef, Zok Tosfos, the legs are 1.5. So what does it make a difference that it's foldable on the amma, the width part is bendable, it's prokim, you still have 1.5 that doesn't go in. Vim toimar, afilo y amse ba amse yosef, even if one goes into one, tikshel heich yochel hat bal shulchan, amma saim orka va amma vachetzi komosoy, bim mikve, dava amal amma. Meaning the 2 in the height, you can go, you have 3 in the roim. But the 1.5 is not going to go anywhere. With the legs it was 1.5. Today's Omid, Parshas Truma. Now it's Motzei Shabbos. But Shabbos Parshas Truma, Tosfos brings a Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Truma on Shabbos Parshas Truma. Not something that's common to see Mamash Tosfos bring a Rashi on Chumash on the Parsha of the week on the day of the limit of the Omer. Bal Koponim, the Raglaim, not just the Prokim, the Gemara is saying the Prokim were in the Roichav, so the Amma was bendable. Tosfos says that Rashi brings in Chumash that also the Raglaim were removed, otherwise the 1.5 won't fit in, and the Rashbam brings this also on the bottom,
And he says, in Dibba Maskel shall prokim havish, yechon lefag groich belishnaim. Vechain ragli hashulchon enem chuborin yofa, vechon lefagom.
And the Gemara is matcha that Yam shall shloimen. Now Tais says, Akasha, that Yam shall shloimen, lechoyer to psulam haim shuvin. If it's a gigantic kli, Zok Tais is, uvirashalmi porch, the Hushalmi has Akasha, vaila shuvin hain. Yam shall shloimen is shuvin, because it's a kli. So I bizarre, how could it be matire? Vaavgav the kli shemachsig mem sub. Belach shein kugayim biyovish enim a kabatuma, a gigantic kli that's not movable. So then the time of kabatuma, they metaltem olav reikon linyan sheiva klihu. So he says even though legabe kabalos tuma, it's not metaltem olav reikon, but for psul sheiva it's considered ma'im shuvin. Kedam gina biyitches dova, gabe niach kelim tachas atzinor. That's one kasha. Va'oid yam shos shloima hoishon nechoshes. It wasn't made out of wood, it was nechoshes. And the whole din of metaltem olav reikon, we learn kli eight dumi the sack, but nechoshes is not dumi the sack. And by nechoshes it would be mekabel tuma. So Tais says va'oid yam shos shloima hoishon nechoshes and mekabel tuma. Avgav de metaltem olav reikon, even if it's not movable. The dafka kliyet iskus hasak umeshani drushami answers tipote b'shoy ragli hashvorim, meaning this big pool was sitting on shvorim, on statues of shvorim, and those shvorim had holes in the bottom of the legs that went straight to a mayon, to a spring. So mele wasn't shuvim, it was taka the mayon that was metayet umeshani tipote b'shoy ragli hashvorim shoy oymed olav nekuvim kamoy tzirimoyin, the size of a rimoyin. So the size of a rimoyin is mavata the same kli of the shor itself. Why does it say the whole of the size of a rimoyin? So the shvorim should not have a shame teres kli shloi kabel tuma. So otherwise it's mekabel tuma. Aval hachshir ha-mayim shebiyam, to be machshir ha-mayim shebiyam, then you don't need a size of a rimon. Sagi b'shur shveres ha-noid, there could be any small hole that brings the mayim inside of it. Kedet nam fek vod mikvois, umatvilim b'shir tev ha-migdol, shen nekuvim k'shveres ha-noid. Umayir rabbi chil pirish, the reason why I need moitzir rimon, the tzorich moitzir rimon, fi shashvorim hafsikim ben yam le-mayon, it's like a hefsik of another kli, v'havle kuhurak mikli al kli, kevin de merach ketuva, v'tzorich shivohu shemayim b'shefa, it has to come b'shefa in an abundance, so you need the size to be a rimon. Behavi Raimi this after a couple of these other Mishnais and Trumas that he explains that the Yamsha Shloima would not be a chisoron of Shuvin. Why? Because the Lamaisen had Mayan under it, under the legs of the Shvarim, where it was sitting on.
Zok the Gemara of Layif Shloima Arba Koisis, that the Oni Shabisol would not mafchis me Arba Koisis. Frek the Gemara, Heichi mitakne Rabbonu midi the Osibele de Sakona. After all, Ha'arba is Zugois, and Zugois is a Sakona. Ben B'chaya explains that the reason why Zugos is Sakona today, the Maskonos HaGemara is Mandaloi Chayesh Loi Chashinon. You don't have to be Chayeshet for the Kshofim and the danger of Zugos. But in the Zman of Chazal, Zugos was a thing, Ad Kedei Kach, that we were even though usually Shoy Mitzvah Loi Ered Ovar Ra, so what's the problem? You're doing a mitzvah? The Teretz is Hech Deshricha Zeka Shaini. So Hayim is Sakon something that's Zugos. Now Rabbein Abachai explains in Kada Kemach, he says the whole reason of Zugos is because it's connected the Yichudi of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is one, oneness. The Eibishter being oneness is Echod. And Shtayim is like the Sitra Acher, the opposite of oneness. That's the Sakona, the Sitra Acher, the Shedim of the Zugos. In addition, he says, Rabbein Abachai says that on the second day, since it was a separation of the waters, so that represents machloikas, pilug. Pilug is sakona. Machloikas is like putting a hand in a fire. Whenever it's pilug, it's sakona. That's the sitra achet. That's the danger of zugas al kaponim. So zog de gemoga, heche mitak rabbonim mini dosi b'lei sakona, v'atanya lo yechel odem trei, v'lo yishte trei, v'lo yikanech trei. Shouldn't drink twice, two things in a row. And you shouldn't eat two things in a row. Shouldn't be mekaneach two things in a row. V'leyase tzrochav trei. Shouldn't do tashmash amita twice in a row. Al kaponim, we see we're worried about zugos. Enter the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Kro, Leil Shimurim. Since Pesach when I did Leil Shimurim, Leil Hameshum Rubo Min Hamazikin. So the Pasuk says twice the word Leil Shimurim. It's going on the second part of the Pasuk. The first part of the Pasuk is Leil Shimurim Hu Lashem Lo Yitzir Me'at Mitzrayim, which is the Leil Shimurim that the Eibishter set aside. He's going to take us out of Mitzrayim. That's not the Shimurim Mitashni. But the second part of the Pasuk says Halayla Zeh Lashem Shimurim L'chob Bnei Yisrael Adoroisom. This Laila is Shimurim L'chob Bnei Yisrael Adoroisom. So it's Taka is man of Shimur. So that's why we're not worried about Mazikin. We're not worried about Shedim. We're not worried about Zugos. And on that night, we're not worried about having zugas. Now, the Maral says that shedim are shoylet balaylo. That's the whole word, mazikin balaylo. But since it's Satan posik, Laila Torah Kiyoim by Tzias Mitzrayim. So Mela doesn't have a b'china of a Laila. And like Meral says, the Ebeshe took us b'chativa achas with him, Kaviyochel. So Mela, it had no shlita at all for the shadim and for the bad things that could happen. So you don't have to worry about Leil Shemulim. The halacha this din of Leil Shemulim is negeya if Pesach falls out on Friday night. We taka don't say birchas mein sheva because that's only in order to prevent mazikin. So you postpone the going to leaving the shul so everyone finishes davening together. So you don't have to worry about mazikin. So you don't say mein sheva. In addition, we open the door by shvoi chamoscha, which is taka by the kois revi, because kois revi is the even number. So we say shvoi chamoscha. Okay, we open the door there. We're not worried about mazikin, and we don't say psukim besides the chiyuv of kriyashma, but the psukim you say kriyashma alamita, we don't say those lel shemurim. Some people even leave the door unlocked lel shemurim. Pesach by night, they close it, but they don't keep it. They're not noil the delas because of lel shemurim. So that's the first teretz. Lel shemurim is different. Second teretz, Rava Omar, koishal brocha mitztarav letoiv v'ne mitztarav leroho. That means koishal brocha means the third cup. Birchas Hamazon. Koishal brocha is mitztarav letoiv and not lero. So there's machlokes Rashi and Rashbam. Rashi learns meaning leroy in a mitztarav, aval ba'alma mitztarav kugoyin im shosah shnei koises v'u shlishi. If let's say you drink two cups and that's the third, so then it's mitztarav letoiv. V'leroy in a mitztarav. What does it mean leroy in a mitztarav? Because over here it's the third. So over here it's not negeya to be mitzarev for zugos. Ulroin mitzarev means konim shosa shalosh v'hu revi. Meaning, if it would have been that you drank three and this is the fourth, then you're not worried about mazikin. But over here we're talking about koishal birchas hamazon, which is the third. So Rashi is learning that you're right. L'rod's not mitzarev. Meaning, if this would have been the fourth, then you're not mitzarev. But Lamai said this is the third. So Rashbam Taka learns that we're saying la'olam it's the third. Zok Rashbam nebanim shu shlishi l'roin mitzarif lahashlim zugos l'sakona im shoyis revi achov. This is Taka the third. But now you're going to drink the fourth after. It's not going to be called fourth because this is not going to be mitzarif to make it a zugos that the one after is called number four. So mele with Taka there's no problem of zugos because kosher bracha is mitzav latoyv and mitzav l'ra. Now we dafke use the kosher birchas hamazon because kiddush is also kosher bracha, but that's a drabonon on yontif. Kiddush on yontif drabonon. So we want to say the raisedik of kosher bracha, which is taka birchas hamazon. The third teretz zok digmal Ravina Omar arba kasi tkinu rabonon der cherus kol chad v'chad mitzvah ba'apei nafshehu. Meaning, since they were misaken four kosher der cherus. But it says if it's altiv galtiv lekachti faket. Each kois is the egen mitzvah. The first one is kiddush. The second one is haggadah. The third one is birchas hamazon. The fourth one is halal. Each one's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. So mele it's ba'apei nafshei. So it's not called the tziruf of zugos. It's not number four. It's 1, 1, 1, 1. At kedei kach lezeh machlokes mechaber ramah. If you make hagofen four times, the mechaber passes like the rosh that yitaka do not make four times. You taka only make by kiddush and birchas hamazon. You make hagofen. The Rama says that you make four brachas. The four mitzvahs is taka four requires four brachas, which happens to be the shittas harif and the goyim. So the mechaber is like the rosh, and over here it's the opposite. Usually it's not fakert, but the mechaber is like the rosh, and the Rama is like the riff. And the Rama clearly says you make a bracha on each one because kol mitzvah ba'apei nafshei is a mitzvah. Now, according to the mechaber, it's also mitzvah ba'apei nafshei. Question is the gabbai the bracha, would they misaken their own bracha or not? Zok to Hashem on the top, mitzvah pinafshei ve'ein mitzdarf in zelazen, etakin ha-mitzdarf one with another. We'll stop over here on the top of Kufyud Omed Aleph.